Blog Talk Radio. Dance, sucker. Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight Brother Eddie is having a class on I Am the Joyful Noise and the sound that goes with that. Well, first let me bring Brother Eddie in. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing well. as can be. So thank you, and always thanks to the family. So in the beginning, before we get started, let me acknowledge to the ancestors, namaste, to the elders, ashe, and to the family and listening audience, much love, honor, and respect. And thank you for your time and space, and most of all, the appreciation for the love that you share for this portion of your life. We really appreciate it. And
yes, we do.
Hopefully this will be a fantastic class. Hopefully all the classes have been, but hopefully this one being on a landing on 3/22/2023 of 5. Being on that 5 for today's date. So, Sister Antoinette, forgive me, but you were trying to say something.
I don't remember now. That's okay.
It was something pertaining to music, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Yes. The first song that I, The Eye of the Tiger by The Survivors, and the last song was Flashlight by Parliament. I just wanted everyone to know that. And I have for tonight a psalm. Forgetting grateful pause, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And tonight's class is brought to you by the One. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Why did you end on the One?
Because I am the joyful noise comes to One.
Thank you. Thank you. if the family didn't get that, this is what we basically deal with each class. We try to stay on topic with the title of the class, and revealed in the title is the number of what the class would basically be structured around, dealing with that key number, and it comes to One, as Sister Antoinette excellently did. I am, EYE, I am, the joyful noise is 73. 7 + 3 = 10, which is the One. So that was beautiful, and it's not a coincidence. See, nothing is a coincidence, and by the way, coincidence comes to 37, which is a One. First song selected by Sister Antoinette was The Eye of the Tiger. On this, as we said, today's date coming to a 5. Eye of the Tiger comes to 59. 5 + 9 = 14. 1 + 4 = 5. 5 and 5. We on the One. So I know Sister Antoinette had no recollection of looking at the number behind what she selected. But was it already determined?
Yes,
like I said, it's in the ether. See, so these are things that even saying that we'll be dealing with tonight being on the One, starting simply with the awakening. Awakening to the image of the Creator within you. Awakening is 28, which is 1. Image is 19, which is 1. Creator is 28, which is 1. Within is 28, which is 1. And you come to 10, which is 1. How are we reflecting that image of the Creator, which is in all of us, within this time of the awakening? So we'll start there. After you, we'll come back to that. After you start with your current events, Ms. Bantanet.
Okay, well, there's a current event that I want to do, but I was kind of wanting to wait till more people came in. But let me make this, well, let me do this one first. There's an Arkansas governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, signs law with school restroom use by transgender people. Let's see. The legislation will prohibit transgender people from using multiple person bathrooms and locker rooms at pre-kindergarten through 12th grade public and charter schools. The bill signed by the Republican effect will go into effect this summer. The state's ban makes Arkansas the fourth state to enact such restrictions at public schools, but the ban could go even further due to a pending bill that will criminalize transgender adults from using public changing facilities that match their gender identity. A restriction, critic has said, would be the most extreme in the country. The governor said she will sign laws that focus on protecting and educating our, she has kids, but I'm going to say children, not indoctrinating them, and believes our schools are no place for the radical left's woke agenda. So I think that is a good thing. And you can get this in USA Today. Okay, Brother Eddie, what do you have for that?
Nothing but echoes, 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 echoes. Yeah.
Yes, I think that's a very good law.
Totally, too, you know. See, so it's nothing I need to add to that, because this is where he gets all the pushback from, of everything we've been talking about, how this particular system of individuals are trying to push their agenda, especially on the children.
Yes.
So, you know, anything that's basically educating and promoting, you know, order, you know, instead of the chaos that this current system is constantly pushing, then it's not hard to see who's doing what. So, like I said, I commend that particular governor.
Yes, I do as well. Sarah B. Huckabee. Yes, and I have another one. This one.
Okay.
Okay, give me one second. Shoot. All right, one second, y'all. I'm sorry, I had my Wi-Fi off and I had to cut it back on.
Okay.
No, I don't. Okay. All right, let me say this. On Thursday, it's going to the President Biden's desk on signing a bill to make a national commemorative Tuskegee Airmen Day. So I think that it will pass. I hope that it will pass. And I hope all of y'all do as well. I think that's a good thing.
Just to piggyback off of that, not as much as Biden signing anything, but it's just to echo the incoming of what Ms. Kim is basically driving and initiating that start, because that date, tomorrow's date, 3/23,
yeah,
is what she's basically striving for. To make a national holiday for the Tuskegee Airmen. So it's, like I said, it's not a coincidence that you mentioned that, as well as the song that you started off with. And
yes,
I didn't say dealing with the number on the one, nothing's a coincidence, family, because coincidence comes to 37, which is the one. So when you see things that keep coming and coming, it's not a coincidence. So go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. Here it is. Press release. Representative Blount Rochester of Delaware, my state legislator, leaves letter calling on Obama administration to establish a national Tuskegee Airmen Commemoration Day. I sent her a copy of the show that we did on the Tuskegee Airmen, and I also sent her a letter. But today, on the final day of Black History Month, Congressman Lisa Blount Rochester, Delaware, and Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton led a group of members in writing a letter to the Biden administration. A presidential proclamation establishing the fourth Thursday in March as National Tuskegee Airmen Commemoration Day. The Tuskegee Airmen were a group of Black pilots, air crew, ground crew, and support personnel of the U.S. Army Air Corps fought in World War II. As the first African-American flying unit in the U.S. military, they made successes paved the way for the designation of the U.S. military. Lord, I need you. Why don't I have on my glasses? The Tuskegee Airmen achieved unparalleled success, not just for their martial excellence, but for their gift and determination as a trailblazer unit that will prove segregation a failed and unjust policy, wrote the members. Their legacy requires the kind of recognition only a presidential proclamation could provide. Such a proc honor their accomplishments, but also recognize the work of making the U.S. Army forces more representative must continue. Okay, Brother Eddie. But I'm glad. I know Miss Kim wants it to go international, so, you know, we have to work on getting it international and for it to be a holiday, not just a commemorative day. So it's a day where people have the day off. There was a full recognized holiday.
Okay, I had myself on mute. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Okay. I had myself on mute. And as you said, this was brought all together by whoever the government politicians basically came up with it at the end of Black History Month, which would be
February 28th.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm looking at not hearing, but knowing that Miss Kim and Miss Brown and others had a say-so in this. Because, again, mentioned the fourth Thursday of March, and tomorrow on the 23rd is the fourth Thursday that Miss Kim had been talking about. So as you said, and as we see, this is just the ripple effect, that international day that Miss Kim and others are shooting for will happen. So I'm just seeing the connection with what they've already signed and what they, again, making, in so many words, us jump through. We already are going to celebrate what we are already going to do. What we, again, once we start doing it, you know it's going to catch on to, for the simple fact they're going to find a way to try to make money off of whatever we happen to celebrate for our people. Just like Juneteenth. We've been talking about Juneteenth before. Now, everybody else, which is, it becomes another barbecue cookout. No education on what transpired and what should be. I'm getting off subject. But, yes, that's no more than the start of what Ms. Kim is talking about, that just by us recognizing that day tomorrow and every fourth Thursday of March, that resonation there alone, which again, it's already being felt.
Yes,
much on that, just, hey, much love to Miss Kim and all involved, because that's the recognition that we, you know, been talking about, that we should give it to, even when they try to take the credit for something that we have already determined. So, again,
yes,
you can go ahead to the next current event.
Okay, well, this is a FYI, okay, y'all? So I'm going to play this. This is a FYI.
Listen, man, I want y'all to pay attention to something, man. It's your boy Papa Duck. I'm finna drop some on y'all like I always do. I want y'all to pay attention to what they call data mining. Data mining is where they're getting all your information, selling it to other companies. This is how they make millions and billions. I want you to understand, data is more valuable than oil. Data mining is basically taking a bunch of data, compiling it and looking for trends, right? Looking for patterns, looking for synchronization. And they sell these information to other companies, and they also look for predictions. I tell y'all, this is how Amazon, this is how Walmart, this is how every company around you make billions of dollars, because they have the data. It's called data mining. You understand me? And I had to put this video out for about the fourth time. I had a conversation with somebody, and I was just telling you, data mining, right? When you look at it, you got companies that buy debt. Yeah, you see how they'll call you. Oh, you owe $1,000 to whatever company, but we can settle it today for $400. They just bought the debt for probably $20. We're talking pennies on the dollar. So if they got you to sell a lot for $400, they just made $380 off that $20 investment. A lot of people don't even know that. They buy debt. That's why they can call you, because they bought the debt. They bought the information. They know your last address. They know your last phone number, your nickname, all the information they can gather on you. They sell it. Why you think these celebrity mug shots and videos from people snitching be getting out there? It get bought, and you have to understand that it's called data mining. It is very lucrative to businesses, because they can get ahead of your thinking, because of the predictions. I done said this a million times. They know what you're going to buy. They are basically two steps ahead of what you're going to do. They're basically coercing you to do it. I told y'all 1,000 times, Amazon is not a smart-ass company. They basically cheat these. They make up the rules, bro. They record. You go to Amazon right now and get a record of everything you've done on Amazon right now. And a lot of people think, oh, yeah, you ever heard of pixels? Nope. Some of y'all who may have heard of pixels, what are pixels? Pixels are what follows you online. This is why you can go to a site, go to the and put something in the cart, and it'll send you an email and say, hey, you left something in the cart, and they can give you a discount because of the pixel, right? They know how many people went to the site. They know how the activities you took on the site. So they know how to target you based off the actions you took on the site. Amazon, I've said it for the millionth time, Amazon know when a product sells, what time of the year it sells. They know what group of people that buys it. They know what age group, what sex, what gender. They know everything about this one single product, so they know who to market it to. The internet wasn't built for you to get on there and be talking about who having sex with who and who over here doing that. And no. This is a central data bank to collect all your information. If you drink Coors Light, they know how to send those type of advertisement to people like who like Coors Light. Why? Because you probably liked a Coors Light post. You probably posted about Coors Light. Do you know what that do to business when you buy this information? So like if you're selling a Coors Light, they know who to target it to. It's a no-brainer. They cheating. You feel me? I'm trying to get y'all to wrap this around y'all here so you understand how powerful data is, okay? So say for instance, if a company that's selling underwear to women, they know what type of women like this color underwear, this type of underwear, and like I said before, they look for patterns. They're looking for a group of people that like this purple thong. Who likes this purple thong? Women between this age that live in this area, between this time of the year, they know every fucking thing. How can they not make billions of dollars, bro? And this is why I want people to understand, like, this ain't rocket science when you really, but it's a lot of people that's really ignorant to the fact of these things. I told y'all, ignorance is the most expensive thing in the world because you're going to pay for it because you don't fucking know. You don't understand. Like, you feel me? Like, you're going to get taken advantage of because you don't know. You're ignorant to the fact of these things. And this is what they do. They sell your information. So once they cross-reference it with all this, with other people, they know if you are. They know what type of person you is. You feel me? They can make a good guess of what type of person you are, what you will like and don't like. They know what type of post is in your way. I keep telling y'all, go watch Social Dilemma. If you don't know nothing about social media, how it works, or what I'm talking about data mining, go watch Social Dilemma on Netflix right now. I done watched it 5 times already. Watch it, watch it, watch it. It's going to blow your mind. And they're going to give you a whole nother perception on social media. So you might not get on your social media playing around no more. Because, you know, you might can get on here and change lives. You know, you might can get on here and do something that's not saying you ain't doing it. But once you understand how powerful it is, it may change your perspective. So with that being said, man, data mining. Go look it up. You'll see what it is. And I promise you, you'll look at this totally different. You'll understand why they want all this information and how they can take your information and turn it into revenue. They can monetize you in ways that you don't even know, bro. You think Facebook free for nothing? Come on, one thing I'm going to...
Brother Eddie?
Yep.
Brother Eddie?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Again, I can go into a very deep analysis of what the brother is talking about, and he's right on point, and we all know it, but again, there's no coincidence. And remember, staying on topic with the number behind the class being 1, coincidence being 37. The 1. Well,
yeah.
He kept using the phrase, and family, I don't know if he's
using mining, spelling with mining for gold, but I'm using the data mining being M-I-N-D-I-N-E, your mind. As he said, data mining. Why? Because mining, which comes to 24, is the record, a data record that they are using against us. We constantly use the same number, different word of record, data record. It's the data algorithms. Algorithms is 42. These are the records, the mining, the data mining that they're keeping, which all comes to the one. No coincidence, family. Why did you play that tonight? You didn't know. As you didn't know, the eye of the tiger, right, the eye of the tiger came to five. So, again, family, see, we're now within the awakening. Awakening is one, and that's no more than where we are in space and time. It's called the Age of Aquarius. The Age of Aquarius comes to 55, the one.
Yeah.
See, again, it's that image of the Creator that's now being awakened in each and every one of you. I am the joyful noise. It's all the one. When we separate these words into the category of the description, direction, and definition, then that word now, again, takes away, because it guides us and directs our thinking. There it is, mining. And that mining, that six, is part of the program. 24's program, the six. So this is, again, us coming out of being done to a lot, but not to all. So before I continue, you can go ahead to the next current event.
Well, Miss Kim has her hand up, so I'm going to bring Miss Kim in.
For sure.
Yes. Miss Kim?
Blessings. Can you hear me?
Yes, greetings, my dear love. Yes.
Yeah, blessings. Thank you. I was trying to get my song of So Glad, because I just thank the Lord and God be the glory that it has been recognized to the point of putting it on the president's desk, you know? And Antoinette and I were talking, and said, it'd be very hard for him not to sign that. And he told me I'm running for president again. To God be the glory, and I'm claiming it. You know?
Yes,
but I really
I
put my hand
much,
up.
Yeah.
You know, I put my hand up because what you just played, Antoinette, is what I've been talking about with the TikTok thing. When TikTok came and the government had said that was one of the first things that I agreed with them on, that it's by the Chinese, and they're just finding out everything about America. About everybody, what we do and all that stupid stuff we're doing anyway. That's why I put
TikTok in China, they don't allow their children to all this foul mess that TikTok does in the States. They don't allow it over there. For them, everything is positive. It's, you know, to continue with their education and things like that. We're here.
I know on Facebook, they're talking about the the tragic story of this person, the tragic story that I don't get that.
Yeah, the tragic story of what, Miss Kim?
Of different artists, you know, different.
Oh,
different
okay.
Artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why are they saying the tragic story? Some of the people aren't dead. And everybody that died didn't die tragically, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the way they're doing it.
Yeah, bad news sells. Good news doesn't. It's a shame, but that's the way how it seems to be. You know, people are more interested in what's bad for sensationalism.
But that's what we're doing. They're talking about how the universe is moving, and it's moving because I do believe it's time for the truth to come forth, period.
Yes, I most definitely. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Can I interject right quick?
Yes, please.
And stand on topic, with the Holy Bible. No coincidence that Holy Bible comes up to 28, which is a 1.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with the apocalypse, which also comes up to 28, which is the 1. And again, the data mining of the program of destruction and this, that, and the other tie to the apocalypse is totally wrong, because again, being that one, being the awakening, as it's also said, and I'm pre-quoting this part of the scripture that definitely deals with the apocalypse of those, let me see if I can find, bear with me, family. Basically deals with the destruction of the ruling wicked of evil. And the rise of the righteousness. So this is basically no more than tied into where it's in Revelations. And Revelations is simply to reveal. Whenever you look up the definition of Revelation, is reveal, revealing, revealed, which is the 5. All of this, again, the chaos that we're seeing is purposely pushed to guide and direct, or let's stay on the 1, the distraction. Distraction is 46, which is the 1. And they're constantly moving to distract the thinking that we are now being attached to see, even within their misguided definitions of their word, the change of a definition from decade to decade, even year to year. We don't have time for it, because the awakening, the age of Aquarius, is upon us. And this is the fellowship, which comes to 5, that we're discussing. We're talking about, this is the energy, the power. Power is 19, which is the 1 that we have, that we speak into existence. Speak into existence is 73, which is the 1.
Brother Eddie.
All connected. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say exactly what you're saying now. I believe is how that got on the president's desk.
Oh, yes. It's no coincidence. It's in divine order. See? And even divine order comes up to the one. See? So my part is just to constantly show us that the number behind the words that we're speaking into existence, being in this age of Aquarius, of the awakening, of a frequency and sound that we've been on. And now, again, my smaller part is just to show us so that we are now connected before I bring it home. Bring it home is 46. That's the food for thought, or uncut thought. See, because just like any drug, and drug is 22, which is the four of God, we want it uncut. Uncut is 23. We don't want no garbage, and that's what we're being get fed, garbage, family. Mentally and physical garbage that we've been fed. I don't want to go off into the structure of 14 called food that's genetically modified. See, are we truly in the matrix and we don't recognize it? How many of us right now know that nobody has to tell us, but the food that we eat is not natural anymore? It's not the same. We talk about it all the time, how everything that we eat ain't like mama's cooking. Even when we make it today, the ingredients that's put in, the flour, the butter, the sugar, or whatever we use, ain't the same. It's not natural anymore. When we buy candy bars, potato chips, whatever it is, we can taste the difference. It's artificial.
Yeah.
We can taste the difference. Yeah. See, is it real meat that we're eating, the incredible Whopper they've been selling? How long have we been eating? Where's the beef from all of these fast food restaurants that we've been finding out for years now? Ain't real beef or meat at all. But we still consume it as if it was real, knowing that even in our own taste buds, we know that this is not the same. It ain't real. That's why same is 13. And we're connected to a taste that, unfortunately, our children and grandchildren aren't. They've never tasted and ate the foods that came from nature that we did.
That is true.
Have we applied to this matrix of the artificial replacing the real? And if nothing else, talking to these simple things to our children about the foods that we all eat now, because we do have to sustain life. But again, just going back to the old and bringing that back even to the children as the example, letting them see us and then question us about praying over your food. Understanding that we have now is to pray over this toxic, chemically engineered food that we're now going to eat, to change the molecules, the chemicals and poisons to exit. These are the vibrations and the energy that we have, because again, we all know, as I just mentioned, this ain't real, y'all. Seedless fruit. This ain't real, y'all. How long have we been talking about it? But a lot of us still eat these particular things. So again, let's get back to what we know that sustained our ancestors, even during these times that's called famine. By the way, famine is 19, which is one. See, who's pushing this famine? It ain't us. Because we didn't create this poison. Poison is 19, the one. By the way, this poison is called COVID. COVID equals 19, and they call it COVID-19. They threw the number in our face, or did they? Or are we awake to see now that these coincidences that ain't no coincidence are the other things that they put in front of us as the distraction? So it's up to us, each and every one of us, to see different ways, because my way is just the number to show us. And that's what I stand on. That's why at the end of the day, nobody disputes what I'm saying by the number, because it all adds up. This is what I've been given. Yes, ma'am.
Antoinette told me the other day about the 1 to 10 with the what is it called? The 5 and 9. She said they're going to a 10. And then I heard on the radio where they had put one of those towers right in front of us, right next to a school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the 5G. Well, it's not 5G now. They went to 10G.
Yeah, right. And they got it right next to the school. And the school is saying that they can't move it because it made a deal with the people. I mean, but if they're jumping up to 10 and they're putting new things up, so what they're going to do, try and correct what they didn't do right the last
time? Well, this is, again, the tool that they've been using for quite some time. We mentioned this on classes about, 2 years ago, not only myself, but Brother Derek and others started to recognize that the majority of these towers, when you see where they are put up around schools, hospitals, shopping malls, areas that usually have a great amount of people. You look at your stadiums, you go around your stadiums, you'll start to notice that these towers are all around these stadiums that they have all these concerts and sporting events at. See, we've been talking about this for quite some time. So, yeah, they're ramping it up because, again, we are becoming more aware of the things that they're doing. And we are now, through discussion, and not just the discussion, through educating one another with information that we can use, that, again, we don't use the power as the people we are to petition those who happen to be in whatever selected position that they've been put in to do and force them to do by the power of the people. By not knowing our collective power and the things that we can change, we stay in that proverbial circle going around and around and around and around. Again, when they say you have the power, and we have to find different ways and avenues to use it. Because we're being pushed to the point where we're going to lose it. That's the old saying, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And it's not going to be by our choice. It's only going to be because we did not act.
In more than one way, brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this next thing I have to tell y'all, which even though it's happening in Washington State, but it's something that we really have to really watch. But they have Senate House Bill 1333. A new bill makes its way through the Washington State House and Senate. Could effectively make free speech illegal. Senate House Bill 1333 will create a commission to implement Attorney General Bob Ferguson's 2022 domestic terrorist report. The recommendation will be to create a new category of criminal behavior referred to as domestic violence extremists. According to Attorney General Ferguson, domestic violence extremists encompass various forms of extremism and political violence, like threats, coercion, and intimidation, online disinformation, extremist recruitment, and government influential efforts, and the general spread of extreme white supremacy and anti-government ideologies. A summary of the report says that the person's words and speech, not physical acts of violence, are dangerous to human life and health, are the target of the bill. The report also recommends that law enforcement target procurers to acts of domestic terrorism, which would be speech, as well as threats, online disinformation, and white supremacist anti-government ideology. I doubt a similar effort was attempted in 2022 by the Biden administration, but was backburned after enormous opposition from constitutional scholars and free speech advocates. According to the Washington Poly Center, David Boyce, the threat of being labeled a domestic violent extremist by a state commission would have a chilling effect on independent thought and analysis, especially if that analysis is applied to far-reaching proposals supported by the state attorney general. Another effort was made in 2022 when Governor Jay Inslee proposed a bill to make it a crime for any elected official or candidate for public office to criticize the outcome of a local or state election. Though that bill was killed by Democrats after the bill's constitutional problems were brought to light, Senate House Bill 1333 will not only criminalize thought and free expression, but also give the state, the government, the power to determine what words and speech will be subject to prosecution. Increase unconstitutional surveillance of innocent civilians and encourage other civilians to turn in friends and neighbors to the state for officially banned phrases, thoughts, and expressions. This bill was introduced by Representative Ramos, R-A-M-A-O-S, on the recommendation of Attorney General Ferguson. It seems that many among us have forgotten that we live in a free country, and the fact that free speech can make some uncomfortable, and that's the point. Okay, y'all, what do you think? That's heavy, isn't it?
Let's start here again, staying first and foremost on the topic with being on the one at hand. And again, yes, it's part of the awakening, which again, we keep coming back to, there's no coincidence. You know, again, another story, topic that you gave us with the one. First thing that hits me, you know, are the numbers. And what did you give us? House bill 1333.
Yes, the one.
1333 is 46. 4 plus 6 is 10. It's that one.
Yeah.
So, again, the one thing that is right in our face is our Second Amendment rights, freedom of speech. And we've been talking about this for the longest, taking away our freedom of speech. So now what they're calling it is domestic terrorism. Terrorists that if you speak your mind, and again, when you get into the details of this particular House bill, if you're saying anything against what the government is giving this fear-mongering, lying to the people, if we speak against that as we're speaking only the truth, and for me, I'm backed up by the numbers, so, you know, squash anything they can do, and they can pour a call kiss, and you know what. So, again, family, don't be distracted and stay on point with being part of the awakening that we are, because, again, it's no coincidence that you even gave us this particular current event, because I had no awareness of it, you know, so I appreciate that. And it's no coincidence.
Can you put that crypto in there? What the president signed about, they say that they'll be able to tell what you're doing, where you're doing it, and all of that. Doesn't that go right along with that?
Oh, yeah. The last one where the brother was talking about the digital mining.
All right.
You know, it's
I'm talking about the money
digital
game
recording. You know, they are taking a record of everything that we're doing to use against us at any time. So, again, it's no long shot in looking at that they will even use this if it's put into law, that they can go back 10 years, 15, 20 years and look at things that you did decades ago, the same things that they do with these entertainers now who, let's use a comedian, Kevin Hart, that said some contradictory things dealing with the LGBT community years ago. And they bring it up when they want to use it against you. See? So this is the data mining. You know, and all of this connected to this House Bill 1333. Because now we have what's called that one. It's called Insight, family. And it's coming directly from the third eye. Insight or illusion is what the third eye deals with. So are you in that ball of confusion of the illusion, or do you have that insight? So this is the awakening that a lot of us, and even though I would say a lot, it's very few, because when we try to give and disseminate and share this information, a lot of people turn their nose up at it. For instance, let's use this 11-11 or today's date being 22, that 4. A lot of people have been seen and talk about 11-11, which when it comes together is no more than 4, which is God, 13, the 4. It's truth, 31, the 4. It's spiritual, 40. God is spiritual. It's our spirit. We got one. We don't see it. Spirit is 31, the 4. So seeing that now, 11:11, we understand that so-called secret has never been a secret, because secret is 34, and God has never been a secret to us. They made God a secret the way they basically gave us the story. Because when we see the number of 4, God, and all of this that we're doing along with 5, Christ, yeah, they did a job on us. But that 11:11 is what we get up with every day. It's called everyday gratitude. Every day is 29, the 2:11, and gratitude is 47, 11:11. It's the positive thoughts carry with us. Positive 38, the 11, thoughts 47, the 11. This is the gratitude that we wake up with in the morning at 4, because it's no more than that message that we're connecting to. Message is 31. It's part of God's message. It's the affirmation that we start to recognize. Affirmation is 40. See, we get daily affirmations, and we have different ways of seeing it, and it's great when you're able to articulate the way that you've been given to share with others. But getting back to the point of the 4 of God, of what we have been given to give, because again, nothing that I say dealing with God's number, nobody can say, man, are you wrong? No, stop it. Yeah. Because that's the protection behind everything that we're doing. Protection is 40. All part of the awakening, the message that we're receiving. Because we're all messengers. Messenger is 41. See, and we all have different ways of even sharing the message that we've been given, so that we basically can show one another another way that's basically that same way that we could use, that basically unravels the confusion of English, that we really gravitate to the way it's been given to us in a manner that we truly accept. So it's truly having, as I said, the one is the Holy Bible comes to one. And for me, it's not knocking anyone on that one, because it's their personal relationship. Personal relationship comes up to 73 for me, which is the one. And even the Holy Bible, my personal relationship with the numbers is I'm able to read Genesis, which is 35, to Revelations 38. When you add 35 and 38, you got 73, the one, the whole entire Bible. It's what others even refer to as the Ashoka Records. Ashoka Records comes to 55, which is the one, family. It's all part of the awakening that I share, that we all have, but it's your personal relationship, even in what I give you, and what you're now able to use as you recognize. See, because that one is no more than knowing that all, everybody, many, all come to five, are called, but few are chosen. Chosen comes to 23, which is five. It's the chosen ones, which comes to 37. Chosen, 23, ones is 14. Added up is 37, it's the one. That's that awakening, because again, we are now connecting to one another. It's a thought that we give one another that resonates. When that resonating thought, as we used to say back in the day, give me five, five and five is one. That's why we don't even do that. Do we even think about certain things? Why they were taken away from us, that basically things that we created. But it's knowing that we are electromagnet on a particular current. That's why the chosen ones is only a few, because we can open up and relate to certain people about 11-11 that we're seeing all the time, or 121, or however these numbers might appear that constantly come up to four, to others that don't get it. Why? So what that mean? Then it's understanding that it's no reason to get upset, because you and we want to hear one another's opinion, their view, what they stand for, what level they are ascending or have ascended to. But all of those opinion 19, which is one, level 19, which is one, view 19, which is one, stand 19, which is one. What do you stand for? Your view. So yes, everyone has a view, an opinion, and you want to hear it, because it helps us to identify one another. Those who don't recognize that 11-11 of that spiritual answer or lesson even that you're revealing. Spiritual is 40. Lesson is 22. This is why even biblically, John 11:11, John is 13, and it talks about Lazarus waking up. Everybody, even if they're not dealing with the Bible, deals with 11:11 and wake up. See, because wake up is 22. This is what 11:11, God, the message, is telling us and revealing. Wake up. And if we recognize it, we're waking up to that message of understanding, overstanding of the God within you. Understanding 49, overstanding 49, still God. So again, a lot of people don't get it. A lot of people won't get it. And by the way, don't is 14, and won't is 14, spelled W-O-N apostrophe T,
14. Won't get it or don't get it. And it's only truly understanding that we, everybody, every person has a biological clock that goes off at their time, not mine, yours, his, her, whatever. Every is 22. Awake. Wake up. Person is 22. Dead 4. Biological is 31. And clock is 13. If you want to look at it, all mimicking God, the real 13 versus the artificial 40. And they call it artificial intelligence. Okay, I'm going off point. But again, this is no more than the reboot of our brain. Reboot 23, brain 14. The watch. Still watch what we say. Because, again, not adhering to the information that Antoinette spoke of, we have to be careful about what we say, but we really don't have to do that because, again, as it was stated, data mining, they've been doing that. How many sites do different individuals go on that you now see related videos? When you go on YouTube or whatever, you have things that you're interested in or things that you've looked up, things that you've ordered. Because, again, they're using data mining. It's also called computer hacker. Computer 32, hacker 23. Gives you 55 to 1. And we constantly hear about others from other countries, Russia, hacking the election system and this, that, and the other, and other hackers holding companies ransom because of the information of who? Us. It's our information. Valuable. But like we give it away freely by just saying and doing any crazy thing on social media, that again, giving them the arsenal to go back. How many of us have said something stupid to one another, let alone something stupid maybe online? Data, baby. That's a record. No longer truly needing your fingerprint. They have your voice, facial recognition, and the algorithms of the record of everything that we, me included, have done ever since we got online. See?
That is true.
So, again, we can't think, you know, small terms or it's happening now. No, they're going to use it because, again, this information that we are sharing and giving to one another
It's being recorded. What I'm teaching and sharing, dealing with these numbers and words, they're now putting, or it's already being been collected in the database system. See? But again, a machine does not have what we have that's real. That soul, that intangible, that spirit. And those who have created the machine want that. That's the only missing component.
Spirit.
The four. The spirit. That's it. The four. See? That's an essence they can't create. Only the creator can give us that breath of life. Breath. It's 31, coming straight from God, the spirit family. They can't do it. They can't replicate it. The closest that they come to it is called a clone, 13. And we see they started with a goat. I'm finna get off track, family. Okay. But anyway, family, that's it's all getting no more. That one is called in peace. And love, see, and those of us who are peacekeepers, who are trying to spread that love, are the ones who are attacked, see, but at the end of the day, those of us here, they can never claim that because the end, as long as you know, we have that five in front. I got five on it. That Jesus Christ, if a lot of our Christian families want to say that, that's the five. See, that's why I got five. It's in the atmosphere, the five. It's in the wind, family, the current. See, it's what we fellowship about. It puts us in God's will. His will be done comes the 49, the 4, and God's will comes to 32, the 5. That's, as I mentioned earlier, the apocalypse is part of Revelations, and Revelations, again, is to reveal. Reveal is 23. This is the 5 that's happening right now. All of this confusion, 32, feeling is happening. And they're doing everything with 5G and the HB 1333, amongst that and other laws that they're pushing, is to basically stop, to block and or kill the one called this frequency that we are awakening to in this age of Aquarius. Like I say, this is an age of 2,160 years, and ain't no stopping. The age that's upon us, and that we are now recognizing that we're truly in. We're saying it by different words, not recognizing the number. But again, that's just my part. So hopefully to the family, I'm doing a decent job in relating, you know, the value. That's why value is 19, the value of the numbers that I'm revealing to the family, that we have the power to use these words, not recognizing the number of God in Christ. Of all of the words we use, it's all connected. That's why all is 5 and connected is 4. That's God in Christ again. It's all connected. Once we start to see, I-E-Y-E-C, comes to 1. I see y'all, because it's part
with the connection is the third eye of the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father is three. That's the eye that we now see with in this year of 2023, the seven. I see, family. You see. We all see. That's the joyful noise, family. We are all part of that I am, the joyful noise, that awakening of what's derived, that's already embedded within. And as we are sent here to do is, once we recognize it in ourselves, we can help induce, not educate, but to induce, to bring it out. So these are things that we have and we've been given. And it's time for us to truly recognize what we have and to use what we have to get what we want, because again, it's already inside. Educe is 23, by the way, family. It's already within us. And once we have the source, that light, we can help illuminate for others to see their way out of this world that we're in. As the same lyric goes, we're in it, but not of it. We are all born in this world, but we're not born of the mindset that this, or the system, because it's not the world. The world has nothing to do with the system has made corrupt. So with that, Sister Antoinette, do we have any other the family members that has raised their hands?
Not at this moment, but let me tell y'all this. The interest rate rose today to up 0.25%. We see as this decline goes, put the money, or whatever you choose to call it. Also, in Florida, so y'all got to watch these bills, because you got to know what's coming for you. Because just because it's happening in one state does not mean that it's not going to travel and go around us, you know, as we see what's going on in Mississippi and, you know, now in Washington State, you know, that coming after everyone. Now, this one I'm happy about, but this is in Florida, and it's House Bill 1421. And this is gender critical, okay, y'all have to forgive me. I don't have my glasses on. General gender clinical interventions. General gender clinical interventions authorize court enter, modify, or stay child custody determination under specific circumstances, prohibits persons and titles from expending funds for reimbursement and they're not in here with me, unfortunately, for reimbursement for specific clinical interventions, prohibits persons' biological sex from being changed or on birth certificate. prohibits gender clinical interventions for minors, authorize certain persons to refuse to participate in gender clinical interventions, prohibits health insurance policy and health maintenance contracts from providing coverage for gender clinical intervention, provides physician liability and authorized award of specified damage fees and costs, which I think is a good thing. I don't think that children should, you know, our parents should just up and change their child's sex in which they were born. Brother Eddie?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were finished or not. But yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, I totally agree with that. That, again, it's for me, you know, it's always been the four.
Yeah.
And four comes to children. Children are 31, which is the four. But we have some corrupt individuals that are throughout society, not just in the government. Corrupt is 31. They are definitely trying to corrupt our children.
Yes,
and
yes, they are.
Who are the leaders leading the way? Well, leader is 22. And it's no coincidence that they gave their lettering a Q to now make LGBTQ equal 22. This is, when you look at it, their God, not ours, but the God that they're pushing behind this so-called transgender, which is transhumanism. Same number, different word. But this is their push. And again, we see, and this is all part of these laws being pushed to take away our free speech. And again, it's not even to down anyone, but to show behind the number of what's being used, how they try to position themselves. Position is 31. See, it's no coincidence that they're using different words with these same numbers to put themselves. Jew, 13. Pope, 13. USA, 13. FBI, 13. In certain positions. A 5, call authority. President, 41. Authority, 41. For all part, even when we basically stop, look, and listen. We cause and affect everything. Stop, look, and listen is 59. Cause and effect is 59. Like I said, when we become awakened, we can even go back in history and come up and still see these same numbers tied together in 5 and 5 right quick. Going back to July 4th, 1776, comes up to a 5. We can bring that all the way up to when a lot of us were living in 2001. Did we see that 9/11/2001 is a 5? It's not, like I said, it's no coincidence. We keep seeing this, and all I'm doing is showing us the connection of how in history these same numbers keep repeating, because they know the occult, which is 23, that they have been using. And we're just getting abreast of this now. And like I said, I'm giving it, you'll start seeing these numbers in commercials and television. When you count them up, it comes to 4 and 5, basically. But it's us waking up to recognize these things, not just in the numbers, but the words that gives us a message once we see how to connect the dots. And it's like anything, practice 32. See, this is all we're doing is we continuously practice. And like I said, we have other things that we do, but even making it a game, game is 5. When you practice, just make it personal, personal relationship, and just connect it to the words that you use, you're accustomed to, and others use, and you'll start seeing a pattern.
Yes. Yes. Brother, I want to play this. This is Miss Kim, and this is Born Free, and this is what we all were. We were born free. Now we have to keep being free.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Oh, live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still sounds you each time you look at a star. Just stay free, where no walls divide you.
Brother Eddie, we have 13 minutes left in this live broadcast. Would you like to go over, or would you like to close it out? Oh, okay, we have a caller. Just a moment. Oh, and you didn't answer me. What do you want to do?
Oh, no, I was going to say if we didn't have a call, I'm looking at 13. It's that four, y'all. It's no coincidence.
Yes.
13, you know, and as long as we have callers or Ms. Kim wants to
talking add to tonight's awareness. It's great. I also wanted to mention real quick, that was a beautiful song, Miss Kim. Thank you for
wasn't
that.
It?
Thank us.
Yeah.
Because beautiful is 40, and that's a 4. And it's no coincidence that born is 10 and free is 21. 10 plus 21 is 31, y'all. That's that 4 again, born free. I love it. Ooh. Yes, so bring
yes.
the family in.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, area code 706.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie. I'm kind of late.
Brother
Tom.
Kwame, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm grateful, man. I'm above ground, and I'm going to be around, so I'm good.
I heard
well, that's
that.
Good to know. That's very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, but I was looking. I said, okay, I got in here late. I said, I need to call in and check in and see what's the show going, what he's dropping. But I kind of already knew, you know, because when we were texting earlier in the week and looking at the numbers, and I was showing, I was saying, wow, you know, all of these numbers are going together. So I knew it had to be something that we have to see what's going on with this number, because there's a lot of great shifting going on, you know. The planet Saturn has gone into Pisces. Tomorrow, Pluto goes into Aquarius. And Pluto hasn't been there since 1786 when they founded this country. This is why we're seeing what's going on in the political arena. And so we're at a time of, and I know Sister Antoinette was reading about the women, something with the children and the rights, but I that's when I called in, and so I didn't get all of it.
I'll send you a copy of the bills that they're introducing. I'll send you the links to them.
Yeah.
I'll send it to your email.
Right. Thank you. Thank us. And that's
you
what's
will.
Going on. Jackson, you know, and that's what's going on in other states, because what they're doing is introducing these bills is because what they're wanting to do is they're trying to take as much power back, and this is their last hurrah, you know. And this is a part of plantation politics, because what they're looking at is how can we not allow them to get any further. And it's no way that they can stop. But what's the song, Eddie? Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. And then nothing,
yeah.
that, you know, and that's the part that we have to understand. If we just keep believe, you know, and like Ms. Kim's song that you just played, every person on the planet was born free. It's just what they choose or what system they were brought into the world in. Because every 7 seconds there's a child born free. But where did it come into the world? What were the things in which that it has to go into that's going to take away its freedom? That's what we have to look at. And even statistically, last year, the highest number of black women were the highest number of patients with childbirth. Out of all the women here in this country, because of the medical industry, in which they're knowing that we're getting ready to take our place back as majority on the planet, and on this Turtle Island, we're getting ready to become the majority again. But they're calling it brown is the new white, because what they're doing is that they're taking the mixtures, and I'm not to say anything. Sustantinette, but that's what they're doing, because they're going to take that and use that as a tool to do what they did back in the day of slavery, even though that child didn't have any right. He was property, but the part of it was that they didn't give them what was due them, even though that they put it there, they wouldn't take care of what they put there. So it's
yeah.
an interesting time. it's an interesting time to be on it, and I'm kind of, I've been spring cleaning. I washed my truck today. I mop and wax my living room and changed all the furniture around, open up the windows, let the place air out, and starting afresh, you know, because we're getting ready to, we've been seeded and hibernated. Now we're getting ready to grow. And what are we growing into? What did we have fall off the tree that had to, you know, kind of give nourishment to the soil so we could keep feeding that tree of life?
Belief.
Belief?
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, that's so a good now place. The leaves are going to be giving fresh leaves and flourishing. My daffodils that came up.
Two, in the belief system, do we believe that we're free? That's the challenge, is that we get bombarded with, so much interdetainment that we forget about who we really are. What am I here for? Who am I? And what am I going to do while I'm here? Those are the things we have to take an inner journey. And like the Temptations used to sing in the song, take a stroll to your through your mind, you'd be surprised what you might find.
Yeah.
You know, the sisters up in Chicago, they have females, but their topic this morning was Neil Donald Walsh's book, Conversations with God. And they were having the people to call in and say, how did you get your, what was your first conversation? How do you have your conversation? It wasn't a lot of people calling in. You know, and the few, but the thing that I found that how I discovered my conversation with the Creator is being in nature. Being there with no food and water and sleeping on the earth. And doing prayer and reverencing till I had that conscious contact with my Creator.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Ow. Were you about to say something, Sister Antoinette?
I was going to ask Miss Kim's remarks on her song, Born Free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, that's in the album, This is America, which was dedicated to the American veteran, period, you know, and there's a special thing now for the TCDM. So I'll say that I was inspired by the TCDM for the whole album, you know, because they made me feel like I was safe.
Kim, you did another song, When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Wait a minute, I'm going to play that.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hoorah, hoorah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then. Hoorah, hoorah, the men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel gay, yeah, when Johnny comes marching home. The old church bell will peal with joy. Hoorah, hoorah, to welcome home our darling boy. Hoorah, hoorah, the village laughs and laughs and when Rosie's day was through the way, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny
Miss Kim, now there was a difference when the black Tuskegee Airmen came home, and the other officers came. Well, other military forces came home.
Absolutely, and just listening at that, I didn't know then what I know since I've been studying the Tuskegee Airmen. Like when they came home, they were told the whites went to the right and the blacks went to the left, and there was nobody there to meet them. I saw where they said, I think there was one musician or something. There was nothing. There was nobody, but they had big parade and all of that for black people. So I was saying basically that we as black people need to thank them, but the whole world needs to say thank you.
Yes. And you were breaking up, Miss Kim. It didn't all come in clearly.
Oh, okay. You didn't get any of it?
Yeah, I got some of it, but it was going in and out.
And that's because I was standing and moving around, probably.
Oh. That's okay. But it was a difference.
Good evening, Miss Kim.
How are you, darling?
I am very grateful to hear that exquisite tone of your own.
Well, thank you, there. Thank you, there. To God be the glory, you know.
Mm-hmm. But what?
Did you hear about the president's death? President's death. What's on the president's death?
No. It's something to do with the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes, sir. Sister Antoinette. Incidentally,
yes, ma'am.
For those that are interested, Sister Antoinette and I were talking, and I asked her, why don't you reach out to her senator? And she did, and that's how that part got to. Tell Brother Kwame, because he didn't get to begin.
Okay. The Tuskegee Airmen commences today. Is going on Biden's desk on tomorrow, and to be signed, hopefully, which I believe it will be, signed into being a commemorative day on the fourth Thursday, or not the fourth Thursday, the 23rd, or the fourth Thursday of the month.
The fourth Thursday of every March.
Yeah, of every March. Thank you, Ms. Kim.
And it just happens to be the 23rd tomorrow.
It's the fourth Thursday of every March, yeah. And this year, the fourth Thursday happens to be, as Ms. Kim been pushing, the 23rd of March, which falls on that Thursday, the fourth Thursday. Next year, it'll probably be the 22nd as the years rotate up, but it still would end up on the fourth Thursday of March. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
I just, she said that when I typed it in, guess the first thing that came up on owl.com is Biden confuses Tuskegee Airmen with the syphilis study victims.
Say that again?
I'm saying when they were, this was in June of 2021 when they were talking about, they've been talking about the Tuskegee Airmen to Biden. To get him to do what he's supposed to do tomorrow. But Biden thought that that he was going to be signing something for the syphilis study, not the airmen. That's how much he knew about the military and what they did.
Well, tomorrow... Tomorrow, the year marks the 50th anniversary of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Is that 550? 50th
yes.
Anniversary. I got 5 on it.
It can't be 50. That was 1940. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it can't be 50.
Well,
you know what, Ms. Kemp? I'm glad you said, you know, when this has been on his, I'm looking at the letter that Congress of the United States, February 28, 2023, it's the Honorable Joseph R. Biden, White House, 1600. Dear President Biden, the letter that was sent to him for them to be looking at what they're asking for tomorrow.
Is that by Lisa Blunt?
I'll send it to you. It's a four-page letter somebody drafted up.
Is that the politician from Delaware?
I don't know what state it is. I'm just scanning through it.
Do you see her name?
Oh, they got a bunch of names at the bottom of it.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Oh, that was Lisa Blunt Rochester, member
yeah,
of Congress.
Yeah, she's here in Delaware. Yeah, she's
okay,
senator
so
in Delaware.
That's the one. Right, so she's the one that proposed this proclamation.
And she's the one that Antoinette reached out to.
Okay, so it hit home.
Yes.
Send her a copy of the show, and what else you say you sent her?
A letter.
So thank you, Wally. Did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry, Sam.
I was saying that you're the one that reached out to her, you know, so thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, then thank us, Sister Antoinette.
I thank all of y'all. I thank Ms. Kim for, you know, really pushing for this, her and Mr. Billy for pushing for this day. Also, Billy Fontroyd for pushing for this.
You know,
and to see how important it is.
You know that the majority of the Congress people that signed this were almost women, all women. It's
exactly.
Only two or three
I can
men.
Believe it.
Even Eleanor it. Holmes Norton signed it.
But she was
yes.
She was getting ready to do. I was told last week that she was getting ready to approach the president. And
yep.
I guess that's here. And but
I sent it to you, Sister Antoinette, and to Ms. Kim.
Yes, thank you. I got it. Thank you.
But Sister Blunt got it before she moved.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is good.
Say that again.
He did Alabama Political Report shows that he did on February 16th. Biden honors the Tuskegee Airmen for Black History Month.
Yes. So that's the reason why, you know, hoping that this will definitely pass.
Oh, something. Experiment.
Probably the name Tuskegee, and that's probably he just went off on that.
When they say they can't relate something constructive that Black people did, saving this country and saving all those bomber pilots that were dropping bombs on all those people. And, you know, anyway, they've got a new movie. I was just watching
it. But
our forces
being desegregated. That's in print. President Truman, because of them, made sure that the whole army was desegregated. Well, I guess the Air Force. Maybe.
And,
yes.
20 years ago for the anniversary of, you know, the war in Iraq, they just made a movie called Shock and Awe about the poor reporters that were telling them there was no weapons of mass destruction. And they're documenting it using the clips and the things. This is a true story, how they investigated and the thing that happened with it after they did the investigation, after they went to war, and then they found out there wasn't no weapons, and all the people that got killed for what they thought was weapons, there wasn't weapons, and Bromsfield, and how all of them in the Congress and Senate and the Vice President did all of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes, well, at least somebody is documenting and proving that, you know, all of this hoopla that they got trying to keep the oil companies and the corporations rich is what they're showing you who was behind all of it. Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld.
Yes, that's earlier what I was talking about, is dealing with the apocalypse. So all of those corrupt, evil, rich people are getting ready to meet their doom, their destruction.
Right.
And the righteous are going to be raised. Because, again, righteous is 49, which is at 4. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Were you saying something, Brother Kwame?
That's what I was talking about, Pluto going into Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the ending. They've had that 249 years of running this country and the way and the destruction that it's caused. Now there's going to be a great change because the alignment is back and the people are now aware of all of this revolution and all of that, you know, constitution was not for the benefit of the people, what they wrote it as, but it was benefit for a certain one set of people. And now it's moved from the people to the corporations.
That's why that true revolution will not be televised. Revolution is 40, that's 4. And again, this is what's missing. 31, that 4. The revolution, once we wake up, we know we've always been in the revolution. And when we wake up, it's key to write it down, family. Wake up is 22, the 4. Write it down is 49, the 4. Remember, it was a reason that they had ancient scribers. Scriber is 31, the 4. Today it's called a writer, 31, the 4. So write it down. See, because we are, and we're just remembering. Because, again, when you get an expert to talk about the investment bank, well, again, it's that physical. The investment bank that we truly invest in is our memory bank. That's what's happening right now. And because the banks are going through their financial woes as they normally do in cycles, well, we get off track by starting to worry about the physical material. We supposed to a point, but it should never throw us off of our spiritual memory bank. because it slows that memory down, because it's offset because of the distractions of the physical and material investment banks that our debt called money is put in. Go ahead. Was somebody trying to say something?
I just said there's a difference in worrying and being aware.
That's correct.
But even now, Eddie, the thing that you're saying, because we wrote it in stone because we knew that it had to last through all the ages to be able to decipher it and read what was done to create the civilizations that they marveled at and wondered how they did it. They left it all over the cities that they created. Then they turned around and took it, and then they began to write it on, you know, books in Rome and all the other ones. And then they created the Helios Biblios, and they wrote it into that. Now that they turn around and they don't even teach cursive writing anymore. They don't even have penmanship in the school system. Now is how fast can you type on and text? So it's just you seeing, well, we wrote it in stone, and now it's a ebook, or it's you know, just like you got the copy of that proclamation. It's done right then. You know, here it is. Type it up. Send it to the world.
But that's not everlasting.
No. What's written in your heart is everlasting. If you know how to love the Creator.
That's why they've, through the one, the awakening that we're still pushing, they use technology. Technology is 37-1. As we constantly push as above, so below, God and Christ, they've now, through technology, used the internet. Only the words and apparatus have changed, but the numbers that we are still guided by and even drawn to, not even knowing the numbers behind these devices, and the words of these devices we use, again, is all descriptive by the number, not by their definition of the word and its description and direction. That's part of the one called the Agenda 19. It ain't new. 10. They try to make it a reset, 28. But they can't stop the frequency of the awakening in this age of Aquarius. So, yes, family, I'm loving all of the input that we give and just basically fellowshipping to bring it together so that we see not only what we say, but how we can create as we are in that image of the Creator to create and to bring forth. His will be done. And we're doing it by inserting that number of His will be done, God, with the truth that we're speaking. Truth is 31,
yes.
Speaking is 31, it's the poor. Yes, ma'am, who's trying to say something?
No, I was just going to say, if anyone has a question or a comment, if you press the number 1, I'll be happy to open up your lines.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know how Brother Kwame feels about Biden and his crypto stuff.
Ask Brother Kwame. He should still be on the line.
What was the question?
Yeah.
He said, what was the question, Ms. Kim?
I was asking his opinion of this thing with Biden and him signing off with this crypto stuff.
Well, he's been put in there to keep up the corporations and the banking industries, because the Federal Reserve does not have, you know, the backing of the money. So what they're doing now is putting it into air, so you don't even really have anything but a barcode. When you go to a mausoleum, what do they put your body in?
A tomb.
A crypt.
Yeah, okay.
So now all of these bodies are getting ready to be put into crypt.
And crypto comes to 22, family.
Four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But brother, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you because that came to 22. When you take the word and put it into number, that word doesn't, well, 22 is a master number. 111, 222. But you add them together in order to, or do you look at it as a master number and what it means, or you add it together and say, okay, a four means this?
All of the above. It's all connected. Connected is 22. It's the four.
Right.
That is the four. It's connected to the above. So when we see it in 11:11 or 13:31, 40, 49, 76, it's all still, we have to find a way within us, because even through history and everything that we know, it's still connected to those numbers. We just don't see the connection in what we are even delivering by the number of what we're saying. But when we see that whole connection and how it's connected to as above, truth.
So when you say it's 1776, that comes out to be 21, which is a three.
Which is a three, but you add the 7-4, July 4th, which is an 11.
Okay.
11 plus 3 is a 5. Well, let's go, as I said earlier, tied to what? 9-11. 2001. That's a problem.
Right.
See. So we keep seeing that so-called coincidence, but it ain't no coincidence. That's why coincidence is 37, which is the one. We are the awakening, 28, which is the one.
And, you know, it's funny that, no, it's not funny. It's divine order. That I had to correct myself, because on the 23rd, the Pluto is going into Aquarius, and that's a 5.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, you corrected yourself, divine, 25, order, 21.
Right.
So, again, that gives you what? 25. And 21, 46, the one. It's in divine order. Be on the one tonight. The awakening is divine order. See, you don't just see it one way. Everything is tied to the whole. We limit ourselves by seeing it particular ways, even by the number, because it's a message, 31, the four, that's being given. That's been a secret all the time. 31, it ain't no secret. It's right in front of us, hitting it. Plain sight.
Tomorrow adds up to be an 8.
No, it shouldn't. It should add up to be a 6. If the day is 5, it's got to be a 6.
Okay. Math was never my strong point.
But all you do is, for me, it's easy, because you look at the month and the year. Well, all month is 3,
and this whole year is 7, 3 plus 7 is 10, the 1, then you just add the 1 to tomorrow's date. Tomorrow's date is the 23rd.
Which is the 5.
1 plus 5 gives you what? That's 6. See, every day for me, I just add in that date onto it. Today is 5. Tomorrow's going to be 6. Next day going to be 7. It's not hard. You know, you just go up. But I wake up every morning with gratitude with the numbers. And this is what I do. This is part of my game, part of, you know, having fun. So my mind, you know, on top of every, because again, you know, it's every day is different. Every day has a different number.
Right.
So. Yes. Can I say this?
Of course.
In California, a tornado hits Southern California, and they said this is a rare weather event that happened there. And it hit this morning at 11:20 a.m., back to the brother, Eddie, and the city less than 10 miles southwest of Los Angeles.
Yeah, so, California has been getting a lot of strange weather, man.
Yes, they have.
Talking about it. And by the way, strange is 32. See?
Yeah.
So, yeah, fam, you know, it ain't strange no more. We're just aware of what's happening, what's going down. See?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, California is strange.
Well, Miss Kim, you live there, so you know. Oh, my.
Lived in Hollywood Hills and couldn't wait to get out of there.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, but you didn't have
it's
weather like that, huh?
Huh?
You didn't have weather like that when you were there.
Oh, but they had a 6.7 earthquake.
Yeah, but y'all were used to earthquakes, right?
I'm from Detroit, honey.
Yeah, but I'm saying California in general is used to earthquakes.
Yes, I doubt they're used to it.
I heard that number with Miss Kim real quick, a 6.7 earthquake. 6 plus 7 is 13. So we keep saying that 4, you know, even within our conversation. And once we start to recognize, we even know that there's a message even deeper. And what Ms. Kim just said by seeing the number behind the words that she just mentioned. But for me, it's that easy, you know, to see this because I've been doing it now for a while, but for 10 years. So it's becoming easier and easier. Easy is 14. So I'm loving 5, you know, and again, what I get, I share. Share is 23, you know, so.
You're supposed to do that. God bless you and thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Take that, and it just keeps me going, you know, because, again, I know my part. It for me, it's simple. That's why simple is 22. You know, just saying the simple things.
Do what you do.
That's it. Stay in your lane, you know. And like I said, I love others' opinions and views because it's just my opportunity to identify those of us who are resonating on this particular party line, being 31, that we are on every week or other week when classes are in. So I appreciate all of you because without you, I'm serious. I can't get what I get to give because you know, I'm getting my way this way, but hearing your way only confirms everything that I'm doing and delivering, you know. And the numbers for me is just, hey, they on point. And when I hear the echoes from you, family, that just, you know, reiterate by the number behind the words that even you use, it's all about love. And that's where we're going, family. If you are chosen to be in those who are giving, sharing, and showing that love through the teachings that we've been given through our experiences and the lessons that we've learned through our journey in this life. That's all it is. We ain't trying to do no more because we ain't got no more to give. It ain't, you know, it's giving what you got, which is no more than your story of your experience.
And that's all you're supposed to do. That's what we are supposed to do. When the word, when you get the understanding that you're supposed to have, you're supposed to go back and share it.
Mm-hmm. That's why 22 is called give, family. It's better to give than receive. That's why that's God giving to me to give to you, to give to
us. Brother Eddie, most people don't realize that you got to be blessed yourself.
Well,
again,
as I said, every person is on their own biological clock. Person 22, clock 13, and biological 31. It's all four. See, it's in our DNA. That's why, and that biological is the breath of God that we are basically expressing. Some of us don't know it, but again, it's no problem for me. I'm able to identify those who are aware and those who are not, you know, and it's not my job to say, hey, man, or hey, girl. No, it's just, hey, once I recognize you, you already recognize me. And, hey, once it's our time to really fellowship, those that don't, in due time, if that time occurs for them. So, again, we ain't got time to waste and worry about those who ain't with it, you know, and there's no reason to try to convince anybody. It's already in them. And when they hear it, they resonate with it. So that's the beauty of it.
One thing about it, I was just going to say, you can tell when they didn't hear it, the response is somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's their whole body. Being on that frequency of the one, body is one. Body is also the five called the temple is five called the tower. But again, through facial expressions and body gestures has its own speech and it resonates. So again, the old saying, it's written all over your face. A person ain't got to say nothing. Their facial expression of them being aware or being ignorant to the fact, ignorance. To the fact, you know, there's no need to argue. Like I said, it's called identification, just like they're identifying us. We should be able to identify one another now. See, we can leave the nonsense alone, and when we find one another, hey, it's a reason for it. It's a magnetic connection spiritually that presents itself before we are consciously aware of it. But we're getting more in tune. That's the rush. That's the warp speed that they're trying to use at these junctures right now in every conceivable way. Law, distractions, you know, everything, media, manipulation, everything that they can possibly do. They throwing the whole kit and caboodle, the shit on the wall, to see what sticks, y'all.
Yes, they are.
See?
Yes, they are.
So if we do talk about it, we're not regurgitating the program the way they done gave it to us. By the number for me, yeah. I'm able to see through that. You know, a lot of y'all are able to use the words and the information and sources that you have inquired, you know, throughout time to see exactly what I'm seeing by the numbers. You taking considerable time being a researcher, which is great, because researcher is 37, which is, again, what, that one?
One, yes.
See?
And everything's on the one, as James Brown says.
Oh, yes. As Brother Kwame also mentioned, too, since you brought up James Brown, Kwame asked, dealing with the class of females that he was listening and tuned in to, that the question was asked, how did they come about talking to or hearing God? And if I'm not mistaken, Brother Kwame did say through nature, which is great.
Yeah.
And
yes, it
he
is.
Used that seven of nature. I'm using the three plus seven. Bam, you back to the one. But I use music. And it was through James Brown, not knowing back then in the 60s.
Yeah.
That James Brown name comes to 31. And from James Brown took me to Parliament. Parliament is 31. See, so through all of this and now being able to even go back and see why I was so drawn into these lyrics. Lyrics is 23. And now to see that spiritual is 4. Parliament is 4. James Brown is 4. Seeing that spiritual connection of the lyrics that these artists basically gave us. See, when you hear any noise, it ain't nobody but me and the boys, as Parliament said. Where any is 4, joyful is 4. I'm not just giving any noise. It's got to be that joyful noise, family. See, so I'm even changing the lyrics, but the number remains the same. Because joyful should be God. If we recognize, for me, it's recognizing God in all these words that for me have been hidden in plain sight that we use on a daily, constant basis. We say things blessed by the best, and again, it's the words, not knowing the numbers of when we do, the emphasis behind what's put on, what from what we believe inside is amplified. For me, I can throw the number behind whatever I'm talking about. It's dealing with the creator and whatever names, because the names change. Names is 14. Change is 23. Do we see the names changing right in front of us, fam? But the numbers remain the same. That's my little bit of dot. My little bitty speck that I'm supposed to share with the family, you know, and to see how these people have used that number even through the construction of America with the 13 colonies becoming 13 states. So, again, I'm getting off track, family, and I just had to definitely acknowledge the Godfather of Soul.
But what? Could I add to that, Eddie?
Of course, my brother.
Because you're saying, you know, you said yours was the music and you're doing
But you started off saying that they throw the special high-intensity training up against the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's no walls in the forest. Only trees.
Well, we can't allow them to throw them on the one because trees come to 28. And that's the one, so you're right. If it ain't no walls, it ain't going to go on the trees because if it does, it's going to stick and be used for fertilizer, baby. So it's going to grow. See?
Yep.
So we know what that shit is used for. It's nothing but a fertilizer. That's why, you know, you let that shit, that program, roll off. See? The only thing that sticks is that word that we're vibrating on, that we have. This is why we're getting back to understanding the rituals deals with the dance that we do, and it ain't all of these twerking and all this other nonsense. That is for the particular reason of the five sexual sex, 14. But we know it's a ritual that basically stimulates our body through the chain starting from our feet all the way up to our brain. See? And being connected, nature and the earth. Earth, my body. Water, my blood. Air, my breath. And fire, my spirit. And that's what we're basically going through, family. That true awakening of what's coming from within. And when we recognize what's within us, each and every one of us, then and only then can we see and help others to bring out to 23 called deduce that five, to bring out that gift that you recognize within them that they might not even see or recognize. But this is why we can now identify one another in order to help one another through this journey that we're on, being the five call helpers. We're no more than helpers. God's little helpers, family. 32 is helpers. But it starts with self. 19:1. Know thyself.
I don't
tell,
be true.
That's it. That's why true is 23. You have to be true, the five, to the self first. Thy own self be true. That's, yes, yes. See, in the scripture and all this and numbers, these same numbers are right there that I'm relating. You know. So with that, family, it's we got 10, 16 minutes left, and we can start giving closing remarks before we get cut off at any time because we are on that hour overtime. So if anybody else wants to share some closing remarks, concerns, statements, questions, please. This is our time.
Okay, I'd like to make a comment, and I'd like to thank Sister Antoinette for being a catalyst and the motherboard that helped our spirit songstress mother, Miss Kim Weston, do what she's done as far as promoting the Tuskegee Airmen and that voice that she gave to them. Because, I mean, I've known about them for history, but to meet an actual one, to meet Billy and then meet Brother Ray, all of that came through Dry Bones.
Yes, it did.
Right.
You know. And so it's given the flowers while they're still able to smell the flowers, and Miss Kim and you, Sister Antoinette, you know, in being able to, you know, as my grandfather used to say, never underestimate the power of a woman. And sitting there in Detroit, both and you in Delaware have been able to get these black men that serve this nation the recognition that is long overdue. But that's what I was saying, when Pluto is going in Aquarius, it's due, because that was the time of revolution, and this is a new revolution, because we're going to be recognized. And the first person that started the revolution in this country was a black man named Christmas Addicks.
But Brother Kwame, it's the
energy
that I believe that I got from the Dry Bones Valley and the Dry Bones Connection that helped me to continue to push on.
Yeah. I mean, the shows we've done with you, Billy, Brother Ray, the General, all of them. The what's her name, Miss Brown, I think that's her name, the sister that was married to the air. All of you all turned around and made it to where we got to know. And, you know, it's the few that is helping the many.
That's the way it is.
Right. What did they say? Where two or more are gathered, there I am. And the thing that they say about it is that when I speak, my energy will go out and it will touch, it will be received by 72,000 people on the planet.
Absolutely.
When two
it's
of
like
us together.
To make sure what you're saying is the right thing.
Yeah, because if that's 72,000 and you're 72,000, we touch those 144 people. Isn't that what the Bible say?
Yeah, that's basically it, dealing with even 144,000 being the redeemers, who basically are the ones who hear a song that nobody else hears, but they're able to sing that song, not just to each other, but to the world. And this is what we're doing, see, because again, right now, the one that we're dealing with, as in, I am the joyful noise, is directly for those that we call the walking dead family. Walking is 23 and dead is 14. We got a bunch of walking dead zombies out here. But it's through us that are bringing that joyful noise and that inspiration and motivation to activate what's in them. See, they call it junk, 14, DNA. Ain't no junk, y'all. But that's why that junk that they in is dead. We are now basically stimulating and resonating. And if it's in them to change, they will. If not, they won't. But that's why we keep it moving. We don't stay there.
and keep preaching to a dead stone. Or let me rephrase it, a dead bone.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where bone comes to 10. But we're plural. The bones, y'all. See, that's a conscious connection. The air blows on the consciousness. So, yes, family, again, this is the insight, and the insight is coming directly from a pure thought, and that pure thought will cure any ailment. I don't care what it is. If you got thoughts, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraine, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio and let the vibes flow through.
Go ahead,
because
John.
Not only moves, it can remove. Dig? It's the desired effect is what you get. It's when you improve your interplanetary function, your thought, functionship. Where do you get your thought from? Yes, family. So with that lyrics from Parliament, you know, like I said, it spoke to me back in 74 and it hasn't stopped and it's come full circle to see the numbers and bring them to life. And it keeps living just like all music within all of us, Miss Cam and Brother Kwame, those lyrics. Gil Scott, Miss Cam has her own beautiful lyrics with Born Free and Lift Every Voice. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. See.
Yeah.
I hear God's voice that we're lifting, family. That's every voice is God. That's that God in you that you're lifting.
Giving it back to Him.
Yes. See, because we embrace what we're giving to release it, family, back out into the cosmos, back into the universe, because that's the true therapy of medicine that we're getting, tapping into the communication by way of telepathy straight from the universe. It's in the air we breathe. So with that, family, if anybody else has anything else to say, please do. If not, I'm going to close it out so I can go get me something to eat. Because, you know,
what I would like to say is I want to thank everyone for being with us. But also, y'all pay attention to these bills and everything that are coming up. You know, watch for these bills because it's really important for your life, for your children's life, for your grandchildren's lives. And also, pay attention tomorrow to see how Biden goes with this bill for the Tuskegee Airmen's Commencement Day. I pray that it goes through. And we also have a caller. But so y'all pay attention to that as well. Send out thoughts for that, positive thoughts for that. And Sister Paris, your line is open.
Thank you so much, family. I just want to appreciate Miss Kim while I'm on this planet and while she's on this planet. I thank you. Beautiful, healing voice, Miss Kim. So that's here. And you still got some mucho work to do. Thank you, Brother Kwame. If you're still there, you're on point. How out in nature. Nothing else than that. Think of family. Peace. Love you.
Thank you, Sister Parrish. Okay, wait a minute. We have another caller.
Mother AZ.
Okay, just a moment. Just a moment. Area code 740.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say thank you to all
you
elders out there. Outstanding. Sister Antoinette, Brother Eddie, Elder Kwame, and Sister West out there. All the good vibrations. I appreciate the platform and really just giving a place, and especially to Dry Bones, where creative people can come in with their artistic, you know, expression and feel comfortable at delivering that message, you know, however they see fit. So it all placates into the same thing, you know, providing resolution to all the problems that exist in our community, you know, starting at the home, starting with self, really. So thank you all for helping guide me along this, I like to call it the road of our, you know, that's really, it's cited by our ancestors, you know, we traveled through that valley. So thank you all. And that's all I have to say. One love.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, brother, for joining us.
Thank us, family. We appreciate you and all the input and insight that you contribute in these different classes that you do add to the mix. And we appreciate and love you just as much, my brother.
Yes, and for all the encouragement that you give me and for calling and texting and checking on me, I truly appreciate you.
Sandra, before you leave, I just want to sing a line of a song.
What's that, Ms. Kim?
I said I'd like to sing a line of a song.
Yes.
Yes, I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, don't y'all forget Sunday. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
No, I was saying go ahead with Sunday.
Sunday at 10 a.m. Don't forget Dry Bones for the Helios Delios. And at 3 o'clock p.m., Brother Ray with the drumming. We're drumming to Lift Every Voice at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world. At 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we're drumming.
Sister Antoinette, if I could get a couple of Tuskegee Airmen tomorrow, could we have a short show?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I'll see what I can.
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
I hope you're happy, too.
God bless you.
Okay, y'all. Okay, thank y'all for being with us, and y'all have a good evening and a better tomorrow. Good evening, and
to God be the glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kim.
Thank us, and everybody have
thank
a peaceful
us.
And restful night.
Thank us. Oh.
Thank you.